We will call to order this Rec Board regular meeting for Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. Our first item is the meeting agenda approval.
I make a motion we approve the agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartager?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Our next item is the approval of minutes. Do we have a motion?
Yes, I would like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for November 19th, 2025, regular meeting.
Second.
That's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartager?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. No public here tonight, so we'll move right to the approval of the expense report. First item is November 2025 Park and Recreation Expense Report for $258,610.36.
I make a motion we approve the November 2025 Park and Recreation Expense Report for $258,610.36.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartager?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Our second item is the November 2025 Legends Expense Report for $136,728.67.
So I make a motion that we approve the November 2025 Legends Expense Report for $136,728.67.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? No discussion. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartager?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. We'll move on to old business. Is there any old business tonight?
Yeah. What's the progress on the Lawndale Pavilion? Any?
As I stated last week, we're going to do that after the first of the year for next year's budget. And we talked about a pavilion, and I think we'd rather do a gazebo up there. Because if we do a pavilion, we need to put a restroom up there.
Now, when you say budget, it's already been approved, correct?
Yes, but we need to change it if we're going to change it. We're going to discuss that, and I didn't put it on the agenda this month. I thought we'd do it after the first of the year. The money's still there. It's not going anywhere.
It would be less money, though?
Well, it doesn't have to. We talked about a pavilion first. That's what we voted on. After further discussion, after not being able to get drawings for a pavilion for months, and then we finally talked about putting it on hold, and we need to decide if we're going to do a pavilion or a gazebo. A gazebo would be a lot less. And when I say gazebo, I'm talking about 20 foot, maybe 18 to 20 foot in diameter with the bench around it. For a smaller, it's a small park. But if we want to move ahead with the pavilion and just put it out the bid to go, I think a smaller item would be better for that small park.
Maybe like a concrete pad there?
Just put it on crushed limestone.
Would this be something that you think they would pre-build? Or they would just build it on site?
Probably build it on site. Because it's
like a skid build.
Yeah, it's too big to pick it up and bring it up here. You know,
okay.
You
just want to transport it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a transport. They have to build on site.
Okay.
Unless we find someone that can transport it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But to answer your question, Mark, if we could, after the first of the year, revisit this, and I will put it on the agenda.
Just get it knocked out.
Any other old business? Okay, we'll move right on into new business. And the first item, the only item, is the new hires. And there's attachment for that. One new hire.
I make a motion, we approve the new hire.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? No discussion, roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartager?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Colley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, I guess we'll move right to the board reports. Joe?
First of all, as usual, clean tractor day. We've been pushing snow on it more lately, cleaning it, but...
And we started around the building, we got some of it done, and we had a community service guy go up there and cut all the rest of the stuff down and left it there for us, so we picked it all up, hauled it away, got rid of it all. It's pretty nice up there. Duncan, the shed and ice rink were moved and installed a week and a half ago. The other first weekend was this past weekend. We sharpened all the skates, and the rink was power washed. It was a little tough power washing. It was like 20 degrees outside when we did it, but we got most of the dirt off of it from sitting. We'll do it again once it gets nicer. Old dog went and cleaned everything up since the building is closed inside. Just got to do the tables and chairs. They're getting marked up from the kids being in there. And all the restrooms are winterized, the ones that didn't stay open. We're getting our equipment ready to be serviced next month. Plowing and salting as needed, and a few of the parks didn't get the leaves done because the weather changed so much, so hopefully with this warm up we can get to the rest of them and finish them up. There's only a few left to just finish up a little bit.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Kara's not here, so we'll move right to Kara.
As you can see, rather than read the whole thing, things are going well at the senior center. I did have a Thanksgiving meal that was catered by the top of the viaduct, and 73 people in attendance, so it was well attended. Memberships, I'm selling the 2026 memberships, and so far that's been a good sale. Got a lot of new people. A lot of people stopped in and with some interest, so hopefully they'll join in the beginning of the year, and things are good.
Is there an antelope at the Thanksgiving meal?
No, it was turkey. I know, their ham loaf is good.
Thank you, Carolyn. Tian?
I'm going to do that.
Oh, go ahead.
So the aquatics, we had 5 birthday packages for the total revenue of $1,300 for the month of November. We offered 16 swim lesson classes, with a total of 61 participants. We offered 40 fitness classes last month, or in November. Our sponsorships, we got pizzas donated for a parents' night out event. Went very well with kids while their parents went shopping or wherever for 3 hours. Massillon Holiday Parade and Light Up was November 22nd. We participated in that. Sports programs, obviously softball is over. There are 14 teams completed in November. Club Extreme, there are 35 teams for volleyball. And rookie sports fall basketball, there were 21 participants. Day pass member usage, 760 memberships were sold in November. Membership revenue was $22,028. Our membership usage was 9,723 visits for the month, 1,364 day passes totaling $10,465.
Question. Who donated the pizzas?
No. Yeah, Lauren had that donated. Was it?
Was I here for that one?
No. This is the place in Canton, not in Perry Township.
Danny Boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like to know who donates
yeah.
to us.
Yeah, we try to spread it around. We ask different people for different things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You done talking about food?
I'm done. Okay.
No, when you silver sneakers and you swipe your card, what does the rec center get for that?
We get a payment for them for every time they use it. What's the amount?
$3
per bid.
And that's a lot. We get a lot of silver sneakers.
Mostly through Medicare Advantage.
Yeah.
Yes. You're not there yet.
No.
No.
Yes, I am.
Okay, we'll move right on to Steve.
Okay. Okay, Reservoir Stream Bank Project. The bid was awarded to Marks Construction, and the pre-con meeting is tomorrow morning at 9:30, if anybody would like to join at the engineer's office. Just got that. I was off last week, and I got that, which I sent out to you. The rec center heat exchanger that I sent you the email about, we did transfer money within the budget, but we ended up not having to get the entire unit replaced. The total right now is $6,267 plus the labor, which we won't know until it's done, and then the use of a crane. And I will tell you, we have a local company that's going to not necessarily donate the crane, but they're going to give us a big discount on the crane instead of having RT have to go find somebody. And I got a call today from RT and said they're trying to get some of it warrantied. I don't know how they're going to do that, but they're trying. It's 23 years old, so they are working with us on that. The Legends equipment bid has been awarded to Century Products. We'll work on that over the next 2 weeks to finalize that. Hopefully, probably about the first week of January, we should have that finalized for next year. And I'm going to go back to Reservoir Park Restoration Project. I gave you that handout. That's the information that Mr. Hernkane and I have received from Commonwealth Bank, First Commonwealth Bank. This is preliminary. This is just something to look at. The total cost is estimated right now at $1.8 million. We'd have to decide on how we want to finance that, how much out of the carryover, and then how much to get financed through any bank. And again, this is not, we're not using First Commonwealth necessarily. This would have to go out to bid for a bank to pick it up. So that's where we're at with that. I can tell you, I met with Mr. Hernkane today, and I would like everybody, if we can get together probably the second week of January, and I'll contact you the first week. We'll get everybody's availability on day and time. I know it's probably 5 o'clock, but we would like everybody in the room at once just to see what options are. Hopefully we'll have other options by then as well.
What do you mean by other options?
Other banks, that are interested.
Just
to give us some idea.
I do have a question here.
Yes.
When you got this option one down here, $20,175, is that using any money out of the carryover when you figure that, or none out of the carryover?
Yeah, I would think we would use everything out of the carryover.
So
everything needed out of the carryover.
So this $20,175 includes everything out of the carryover for the monthly payment?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's for this option, Mark. This isn't, we don't know what it would end up being for sure. This is just one option that was given us.
And it looks like this is if we get to hold the entire $1.8 million.
Yes, this is for the entire $1.8 million. Now that doesn't include any. There's still $250,000 that we could receive,
right,
from the federal government, the appropriations bill, and then obviously the amount of carryover we want to use that we have existing.
Right.
So financing, I don't think. My opinion, I'm going to ask all of you once we get to that point to make that decision. I don't know that we need to finance $1.8 million. We have money in reserve. So, you know, we have the carryovers to look at and decide where it would come from.
For a lot of interest per month otherwise.
Yeah. But I think definitely, I don't think financing $1.8 million is the option. Just my opinion. Because we use our reserves as much as we, within reason, and go from there.
Okay, anything else?
How long do you think this is all going to take with Resi?
It would probably take, this took, what we're doing right now, the restoration of the stream bank, it has taken 6 months to get the permits in. So once the rec board, city council, whoever gets involved in this, decides to move forward, we'd have to put it out for bid for the loan. Once we secure the money, then we have to get a final design. I'm guessing, please don't hold me to this, I would say it'd take a year and a half, 2 years for everything to get done. And I know those permits, they don't just send you the permit. That's probably the longest thing you wait on.
Okay, nothing else, can I make a motion?
Thank you.